Ulukut Tripikta?
Ulukut.
Paututiku sunanik. Tusagat saliman na amalusugala visi?
Tema pilihan nata February ngulatumi arwami katimalami ugo. Nunakakas mayo katimakatang mata unalilo inuilo Women's Advisory Circle ngunakaktaw yung tan awlat itaw katakto gabamatokat kuno amma katimayak to katama o kalagayak to katakso nga lo New York may lang may yung March 11 may inuin nipingi ito sa ayaw yagayakang mata sila yung mitaw sila katakso nga tako nga o kalagayak to sa malawak to nga kano kimabya kang nilang nga ni ak inuino na nga ni amma kano sa pumiyaw si mayagayakang mga ta ang night inuin ang night ikayok tau bi kang nilwak tilugo inuino na nga ni tan o kao sa kiyak tulak sa mga miya march ng lak si mayumi amma tusayak to kata o kalag kita o kata ta tayo sa mga United Nations sila tani o kalag yak to sa malawang may yugo ta ko nga magkukinu ang nanot o kalanik tilo nga kuwes tiyala o kipila kata kakumablo tiglo inong ning magkukinu tema takwa pagtu di pila katta tangi unong mata anyak tulagan ng mur pila ay nagtabot tan cancer project unang tayo cancer katto no to ang katta to man karataw yaku sakit si malang mayugot kano cancer katto imini ikayuk kano ng mga ta ubalon ikayuk tao kano ng mga ta ammalo kawisang nikod nunawig mi pitakama tsaka project mo na aktaw yung kawisak taw na taman na asapiak mo sexually transmitted diseases takwa magkuk tinuto ang akatakto kawisak taw yun ng mga kano kawisak taw ka na yun ng mga tamagko ang akatakto ammataan na pilagay ako yung naktabo 35 ni Okiuni maanak sa rin ng maanaw yung kinawak ta kanila at tako nga anguti ang malo anguti magkuktut pila yap tiyo taman na nukakan na kublugo anak sa anak ang nanon ang malo magkuktu no ang nanon tayo na maan na awd lahat itawol tiko aksi na kina upigiyaw yun ng mga nunalisin ni Tana piyano sa akto ukwa sa akto ipagsako tiko aksi tinihap ta kinakiya noon alitsin ni ikayo pagpataman na inokatimingnik na maukalaw di ayon natyalo ni tunga natyalo ni lo tamag ko kinilaw apti ko tayo magkatimaya kalano tamag ko ataw duktaw ni ato tiko ataw si mayo ama tiko ako siyo kapak kawin na lato taman kain taman matak April nung ulapas taan nataw pilakayakay nataw nang minakang ng mo kugyo ang may January ng utilogo, katimatilogo takwa, katiwik, raglan mine, takwa lumagkutut, tayo kanilang mayo pilarayibot, taas mga kawayo matitilote, inuit, nang minipilarayat sa kakumayot, takwa, tayo katakaw inuit, Women Business Network, tama, kawiyagiyaw latakatang ma, sakaya kilang mayo.
Tamat sa momit sana, ukayar lang kumagawili, pipit sa kawuti, repeat ka.
Amalo pila ka katami yugo tako ni nga uyakot takayanik tano to awal lang nga ang na pila ka tilugi kanilok tong ikalang mga ta kuya nak tumi pila ka wikang mga ta tako ikayo asikap tigo uyakot takayata tamatumi nga maligang may workplace sexual harassment ang unakot tayo yung may akit si tilugi nukak si makoblo taman na pilo katigi katak tawo.
And Rebecca, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What information do Pautu did have for our audience today?
Yes, in February we went to the in Ottawa Indigenous Women's Advisory Circle. We've been sitting at this for a couple of years. The federal government Department of Women and Gender Equality usually runs that. And in March, I went to New York for the 63rd session of the United Nations Commission on Status of Women. The theme was social protection system, access to public services, and sustainable infrastructure for gender equality. The federal government usually has a Canadian delegation that goes there, and I went there to talk to the audience. I was in a panel talking about the lack of infrastructure for women escaping violence in Nunavut, lack of shelters, and the isolation of trying to get out, and the cost of airfare. We also met with Young People's Group, that is, they're young people, young women, and there were a couple of young men that meet to help also ending violence and helping women. That went really well, and young people were very happy when I mentioned that we have very capable Inuit youth that are willing to help them, so that went very well. Also, in our health project, cancer project, we have e-learning modules that are being developed. One is designed for Inuit living with cancer and their families. We will be also be presenting to the Public Health 2019 conference in Ottawa, end of April, hosted by the Canadian Public Health Association. In our violence and abuse prevention, as I have mentioned so many times, this is the area that has been our priority in our existence as POUT duty in the last 35 years. This year, we launched a role model campaign under our Engaging Men and Boys in Reducing Violence Against Women and Girls project. This is to find role models in your communities that are have good social values of healthy relationship and ways of living free from violence. There are people that are willing to help other people in their communities. The closing date was yesterday, and there'll be an advisory committee that will look at those nominations, and we should know who they are by the end of this month. Also, in our social and economic development, we were in Kugawak January 31st, attending the roundtable on entrepreneurship, and we presented on our Inuit Women Business Network. This has been very popular with Inuit women, especially youth who want to go into business. And we also, with that, get there's mentorship resources with women who already have a business running. So this has been very popular. Also, we attended a mining symposium in Iqaluit in early April. We are also working with our advisory committee to design surveys that help us better understand the issue of workplace sexual harassment and violence in the resource extraction industry. In the coming month, we will travel to all regions in Inuit Nunavut to give these surveys to Inuit women who are currently working in extraction sites. So that's what we've been busy with so far this year.
Okay. And Rebecca, would you like to add anything else on this topic?
Yes. We'll also be going to New York again for their General Assembly. It's always interesting when our Federal Minister of Status of Women goes to speak to the United Nations. We sit at General Assembly and listen to her speech. And she invites people from Canada to sit with her at the sections where Canada sits. So when I sat there last year, it was very exciting to be there amongst all people from all over the world. So Inuit voices can be heard in those tables, so it's important that we are involved in those. Koyunami, that's all I have for now.
Okay. Rebecca, nakumingay, how did si how mga wipitu tigili wapaw tuti kuni amalo ulumi ulukatsene akutinay?
Ulukatsene ako si.
And Rebecca, I'd like to thank you for this information about the POUT duty and have a nice day.
Thank you.
Yeah, atsunai.
Good day. Bye.
Yeah.